She walked into Dr. Davis's office, surprised to see John already there, sitting in the seat that had remained conspicuously empty on her previous two visits. They were all there now. Alice, John, and Dr. Davis. She couldn't believe that this was really happening, that this was her life, that she was a sick woman at her neurologist's appointment with her husband. She almost felt like a character in a play, this woman with Alzheimer's disease. The husband held his script in his lap. Only it wasn't a script. It was the Activities of Daily Living questionnaire. Interior of doctor's office, the woman's neurologist sits across from the woman's husband. Enter the woman. Alice, have a seat. I've just had a few minutes here with John. John spun his wedding band and jiggled his right leg. Their chairs touched, so he was causing hers to vibrate. What had they been talking about? She wanted to talk to John in private before they began, to find out what had happened and to get their stories straight. And she wanted to ask him to stop shaking her. "How are you?" asked Dr. Davis. "I'm good." He smiled at her. It was a kind smile, and it dulled the edges of her apprehension. "Okay, how about your memory? Are there any additional concerns or changes since the last time you were here?" "Well, I'd say I'm having a harder time keeping track of my schedule. I have to refer to my BlackBerry and to-do lists all day long. And I hate talking on the phone now. If I can't see the person I'm talking to, I have a really hard time understanding the entire conversation. I usually lose track of what the person is saying while I'm chasing down words in my head." "How about disorientation? Any more episodes of feeling lost or confused?" "No. Well, sometimes I get confused as to what time of day it is, even looking at my watch, but I eventually figure it out. I did go to my office once thinking it was morning and didn't realize until I got back home that it was the middle of the night."
"You did?" asked John. "When was this?"
"I don't know. Last month, I think."
"Where was I?"
"Asleep." "Why am I just finding out about this now, Allie?"
"I don't know. I forgot to tell you."
She smiled, but it didn't seem to change him. If anything, the edges of his apprehension got a little sharper. "This type of confusion and night wandering is very common, and it's likely to happen again. You might want to consider attaching a jingle bell to the front door or something that would wake John up if it opened in the middle of the night. And you should probably register with the Alzheimer's Association's Safe Return Program. I think it's something like $40, and you wear an ID bracelet with a personal code on it. I have John programmed into my cell phone, and I carry it with me in this bag at all times."
"Okay, that's good. But what if the battery goes dead or John's phone is off and you're lost?"
"How about a piece of paper in my bag that has my name, John's, our address, and phone numbers?"
"That'll work as long as you always have it on you. You might forget to bring your bag. The bracelet you wouldn't have to think about."
"It's a good idea," said John. "She'll get one."
"How are you doing with the medications? Are you taking all of your doses?"
"Yes."
"Any problems with side effects? Nausea? Dizziness?"
"No."
"Aside from your night at the office, are you having any trouble sleeping?"
"No."
"Are you still getting regular exercise?"
"Yes, I'm still running, about 5 miles, usually every day."
"John, do you run?"
"No, I walk to work and home, that's about it for me."
"I think it'd be a good idea for you to take up running with her. There's convincing data in animal models that suggest exercise alone can slow the accumulation of amyloid beta and cognitive decline."
"I've seen those studies," said Alice.
"Right, so keep up with the running, but I'd like it if you could pair up with a running partner. That way we don't have to worry about you getting lost or skipping your run because you forgot about it."
"I'll start running with her."
John hated running. He played squash and tennis and an occasional game of golf, but he never ran. He could certainly outpace her mentally now, but physically, she was still miles ahead of him. She loved the idea of running with him, but doubted that he could commit to it.
"How's your mood been? Are you feeling okay?"